magic hands and talking numbers. And the princess will wake up from her slumber. And all the knights will step forth with their armbands. And every stranger you meet in the street will make demands. So believe no lie and try your eyes and realize, surprise, surprise, la 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 la, 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 la 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 la.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. It is Sunday. Of course it's Sunday. That's the only night you listen to me here in RBN, unless, of course, you're listening in the archives, and I know many of you are. This is Michael Collins Piper here on the 10th of March, coming to you live from Washington, D.C., crime capital of the world, the effective headquarters for all intents and purposes of the New World Order. That's right. The headquarters of the New World Order isn't the United Nations building in New York representing the New World Order. And we're going to be talking about that later here tonight. But Washington, D.C. is the capital of the United States, however you define the United States. I know there's a lot of patriots out there who say that there's the United States and the United States of America and all sorts of other things. But we have a basic idea of what we know of as the good old USA. And the good old USA today, most unfortunately, is the prime mover in a political sense behind the New World Order, whether we like it or not, and that's a reality we have to face, and that's what we're going to be talking about. It's inspired by a rather nutty caller who contacted this program the last time I was on the air live. I'd like to apologize, incidentally, for not being with you live last week. I just didn't feel well, folks. Nothing major, but needless to say, I was in no mood to spend 2 hours talking to anybody, and consequently, I did not. Rather, instead, I went to bed. But I am here with you tonight after a bit of a nap. I think my voice is reasonably in order, and we do have a lot to talk about, folks. We'll get around to the United Nations later in the hour. In the meantime, I will ask you to stay tuned, listen to what our advertisers have to say, and in fact, patronize them.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Yeah, we send you glad tidings from New York. Open up your eyes so you may see. Ask you not to read between the lines. Hope that you will come right in on.
All right, ladies. Gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here at republicbroadcasting.org. The volume on my voice is a little low tonight. As I say, I just had a very productive week, actually, have a lot to talk about here this evening. So, folks, if I seem a little bit disorganized, it's because I am. But there are things to be said. First of all, I must tell you, you do need to be not just checking out the website of American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net, but you need to be subscribing to American Free Press every week. There's a lot of good material that appears in American Free Press, and it just doesn't appear on that website. A lot of people think that website is American Free Press. No, it's not. American Free Press is a weekly newspaper, a real live newspaper. It comes to your mailbox every week. You need to subscribe. And you also, if you have a serious interest in history, real history, you need to be subscribing to the Barnes Review. The Barnes Review is a bi-monthly magazine that reports all of the stories from the past that were lied about to the people of their times in their daily newspapers, just like our media today, our mainstream media, as it calls it, lies to the readers. And I must tell you that the Barnes Review has released two important books. One of them is an all-new book, first ever. The other is a reprint of a very old book. And by the way, tonight on the show, folks, ideally, I'm going to be talking with you about a number of important new books that have been published, and I will start off at this point by mentioning the two volumes that are available from the Barnes Review. Now, these volumes may shock some of our listeners who may consider themselves patriots, some of our listeners who sometimes fall into the trap of believing all the nonsense about Nazism and fascism that you get from a lot of Alex Jones types. But be that as it may, that's all the more reason why these people probably should read the two books that I'm going to be telling you about, and they are available from the Barnes Review. That Barnes Review website is at barnesreview.org. And I'll just give you the Barnes Review mailing address right now. No, I'll hold on to that because you're getting your pen and paper handy. I know better than that. I listen to the radio, too, and I know how that is when somebody says, oh, here's the address, here's the telephone number. You don't have time to take it down, especially if you're listening live. First of all, important reprint work. It's entitled Hermann Goering, The Man and His Work. This is the only official biography of Hermann Goering. It was a bestseller in Germany and in the English-speaking world when it was first published in 1938. This is a story of Hermann Goering. The author is Eric Gritzbach. It includes a brand new introduction which sketches Goering's career after the book was published, right through to those days when he took his own life. After a vibrant defense that he put forth at the Nuremberg trials in Germany at the end of the war, war crimes trials that even many American military, diplomatic, and legal experts say were conducted in the most flagrantly unlawful fashion. And in other instances said that they just shouldn't have even been held at all. But in any case, Hermann Goering was a human dynamo. You hear all these stories about him being a drug addict and this and that. The guy, in fact, had been a World War I fighter ace. He was a remarkable organizer, a street fighter, ladies and gentlemen, a man of just a remarkable individual. And this newly reprinted edition of Hermann Goering, handsome volume, The Man, Hermann Goering, The Man and His Work, is available from the Barnes Review. It's $25 plus $5 shipping and handling, $30 for a 279-page book. Good book, ladies and gentlemen. I actually have one of the beautiful original German language editions in its beautiful binding. Now here's a chance to read it in English, folks. Well worth reading for anybody interested in real history, not garbage history. Now here is the very important, absolutely all new book released by the Barnes Review. This book is also $30, including shipping and handling. And I am going to be giving you the information about the ordering details, the places where you can write or call the Barnes Review. But this book is entitled Rudolf Hess, His Betrayal and Murder. This is a first ever publication in any language. This is an explosive first-hand report. Let me read the information to you I have from the Barnes Review. Most people think they know the story of Rudolf Hess, Hitler's right-hand man, and how he flew secretly off to England. His plane, of course, crashed in Scotland, and he was made a prisoner of the Allies. Hess was kept in virtual solitary confinement the rest of his life. But that is only one small part of the story of Rudolf Hess's life. Hess remained a prisoner of the Allies for 46 long years until he was murdered. Murdered, remember that, folks, at age 93 in Spandau prison. The purpose of his mission and his life at Spandau was kept secret, but all that has changed with the publication of Rudolf Hess, His Betrayal and Murder. Now, the author's name is Abdullah Melawi. I'm not even going to try to... I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it vaguely correctly. But I would mention to you, I find it interesting that here it is, It's a man of, obviously, I would think, based upon the name, Muslim origins, who would write this book. You see, Mr. Mulally spent 5 years with Hess, acting as Hess's medical aide at the Allied military prison in Spandau, right up to Hess's murder. Mr. Mulally got to know Hess as more than a prisoner. They became friends. On the day of Hess's death, Mullally was called to the prison. He reached a summer house in the prison garden and was told there had been an accident. When he entered, the scene was chaotic. The lifeless body of Hess was lying on the floor, and the room was turned upside down. Mullally examined Hess. Near to the body stood two unknown U.S. Army soldiers. A soldier Mullally recognized stood near Hess and said, "The pig is finished. You won't have to work a night shift any longer." An examination of the evidence was painfully clear. Hess had been murdered. It was not suicide, as the authorities were claiming. But when Mullally voiced his objections, he was threatened with professional ruination or even worse. For years, he kept silent. But now, in this exclusive Barnes Review English edition, Abdallah Mullally gives us the entire untold story about Hess's time in Spandau, his brutal murder, the ongoing plot to cover it up, and the effort to suppress the publication of this book. 291 pages, reproductions of many documents, with translations, rare photos, three additional appendices. Okay, folks, obviously, this is an important book about the murder, in American, quote-unquote, American hands, with two of our own troops, U.S. Army soldiers on hand. And who is it that brings us the truth about what happened? A Muslim gentleman. A Muslim gentleman is here to bring us the truth about the murder of Rudolf Hess. This is a guy who was right there as Hess's friend and as his nurse right there in the Allied military prison at Spandau. This book, again, is $25 and $5, $30 total. Rudolf Hess, his betrayal and murder. Yep, another New World Order atrocity. They can't stop. Even a 93-year-old, frail old man in a prison. Alone in a prison, as a matter of fact. That's how vengeful they were, folks. They kept Rudolf Hess alone. You can get this from the Barnes Review, the toll-free number, and you gotta call this during regular business hours, Monday through Friday. The number is, it's an 877 number, 877-773-9077. Or you can write in the mail to the Barnes Review or just plain old TBR, P.O. Box 15877, Washington, D.C., 20003. And mention you heard it on Mike Piper's program. No, I don't get a commission on these sales, folks. Telling you about these books because I want you to buy them, I want you to read them, I want you to learn what you're not going to get from garbage radio, and that includes so-called patriot broadcasters who don't want to talk about things like this or who would give you false information about things like this. Well, this is the truth, folks, and that's why you listen to RBN, because you can handle the truth. It is that simple. You might consider getting a subscription to the Barnes Review while you're at it. Ask for their great catalog, books and materials that you're not going to get anywhere else. Ask you not to read between the lines.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here at RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. You know, folks, I just released my own new book entitled Ye Shall Know the Truth, 100 Books American Nationalists Need to Read and Understand Before They Burn Them. And, you know, I tell you, it's kind of funny about this book. A couple comments about it, and this is not advertising for the book. This is food for thought for you folks. You know, when I put American Nationalists in the title, I obviously didn't put American Patriots in the title. Because I always hate that word. I don't hate patriotism, but I've always thought that word patriot is overused and misused, and I try to avoid using it unless it really fits directly into what I'm trying to convey. And it's usually in writing to a specific audience with specific things in mind. But I put nationalists in there. But, you know, it's kind of funny, even using that term nationalist, folks, in the title. You know, I'm sure that there's a lot of people who say, oh, well, I'm a patriot, not a nationalist. Because a lot of people associate the word nationalism with, quote-unquote, white nationalism, and therefore extrapolate and associate it with white separatism and then white racism, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all these isms that people worry so much about. Well, no, nationalism has nothing to do with any of those topics. But again, it just comes down to the fact that people are programmed, for better or for worse, not only by the Jewish-controlled mainstream media. Oh, I hear people out there saying, oh, my God, Piper said it's the Jewish-controlled mainstream media, when we know it's really the corporate-controlled mainstream media or the media that's controlled by the military-industrial complex. He shouldn't use the word Jew because, well, that discredits patriots. It makes us look like we're just like Hitler, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You got the point, folks. But at any rate, yeah, I wanted to mention that in the context of the title of the book. Now, what I wanted to mention about the book is, you know, folks, I see before me a stack of books that I have written. I think it's about 12 books. They're all about 200 pages each, and it stacks up to, oh, I don't know, maybe 10 inches. I have a ruler around here somewhere. But anyway, it's a lot of material. But I'm here to tell you, sadly, I knew this book wouldn't sell well, but this book has been an absolute bomb. It's probably sold about, 200-300 copies at most. Actually, oddly enough, most books that are put out by independent publishers and independent writers don't even sell close to that. So this would be considered a success by many people. But considering the fact that some of my books, like Final Judgment, have sold upwards of 50,000 copies, I think The High Priest of War is well past 40,000 copies. All of them have been up there. The New Jerusalem, about 20,000, maybe 25,000 copies. That actually constitutes a bestseller, folks. But and some of them have been published and translated into foreign languages and distributed overseas. But this book has bombed, ladies and gentlemen. Now, there's a relevance to this. The reason why the book is bombed is because, well, there's a number of reasons. One of the reasons is that, you know, people don't like to read about books, except a very, very small slice of people. And, you know, a lot of our listeners here at RBN are among that very small slice of people, because our readers and listeners and readers, and we do have readers who read the website, so I'll use that term in general, readers and listeners are interested in gaining as much information about as many things as possible. But in the bigger picture, folks, I have come to realize that I, personally, capital I, Michael Collins Piper, am largely irrelevant. I'm glad I don't have such a big ego that I can't say that. But the fact is, I am largely irrelevant. I think at this point in history, there is so much out there. There are so many people out there clamoring to say what they have to say, to reach so many people to try to tell them what they have to say and what they think, or what these other people should think, is that, and I've always been this, I have always just thought, been one little tiny drop of water in the ocean. But now with this thing called the internet, anybody and his brother, even his illegitimate brother, born to the local bad girl, people of the caliber of Helia Brand Caskell, anybody and his brother or sister, that bad girl sister, can get up on the internet and suddenly become an expert on anything. And that has been one of the themes that I have been talking about here over the last several weeks when we've been doing this program live, and that is the fact that the internet has become such a jungle of disinformation and misinformation that has misled and misdirected so many people. But I intend to continue moving forward, doing what I'm doing, no matter how irrelevant I am, hoping that I will have some positive impact in countering the garbage, even including the garbage emanating from some big-name garbage men who are big forces on the internet and around the world in their own perverse ways. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, we'll send you glad tidings from New York. Open up your eyes so you may see. Ask you not to read between the lines.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper. Just a few moments ago, we were talking about my irrelevancy. My irrelevance, I guess maybe the word is, in this modern world. But, you know, I still find myself relevant, what I had to say relevant. And some of you bother to listen in, although I have this theory, I call it the barking dog theory, that people sometimes tune into what they are told is Patriot Radio, and I don't just mean RBN, all sorts of broadcasts of all kinds that appear anywhere. And they will listen and nod their heads. They could be listening to a bunch of dogs barking, and they'd nod their heads and say, I'm listening to Patriot Radio. Well, there may be a few people listening to me right now just nodding their heads and saying, yeah, I'm listening to Patriot Radio. I'm listening to Michael Collins Piper. And I'll hear Michael Collins Piper say that, well, maybe we shouldn't have Jewish power in this country, and then they'll turn into some more Patriot Radio somewhere else where somebody will say the Jews are God's chosen people, and ain't it wonderful that the United States gives billions of dollars to Israel? And they'll nod their heads and say, yeah, okay, well, I'm listening to more Patriot Radio. But, you know, in this book, Ye Shall Know the Truth, which has bombed, there's a lot of interesting stuff. And I'm just going to read to you one particular thing here, which, well, yes, folks, it does deal with the Jews, and it does deal with Jewish power, and it does deal with the idea that maybe Jewish people don't like people criticizing them and will take nasty action against them. And I'm just gonna read it to you as it's written. I've talked about it on this program. Many of you may have heard it before. Well, if you have, you'll hear it again, and it's a good thing. In 1990, Now, you've all heard of Liberty Lobby, folks, and Willis Carto. Willis Carto is the founder of Liberty Lobby, which published the Spotlight. Willis, of course, is the prime mover behind the Barnes Review, and he's certainly an important figure working with those of us who do our labors for American free press. And if you want to get scared about Willis, because a lot of patriots are afraid of Willis Carto, you can look him up on the Internet and read all sorts of terrible things about him, but in 1990, Liberty Lobby's chief diplomatic correspondent, the inimitable Andrew St. George, was advised that there had been a top-level meeting in New York among some top financial patrons and organizers, organizational leaders of the global Zionist movement. The meeting was held at the New York apartment of Edgar Bronfman, head of the World Jewish Congress. The meeting was devoted to planning for an energetic assault on the purported rise of anti-Semitism in America. In attendance with Bronfman were such Jewish money kings as Michael Milken and Ivan Bosky, as well as Wall Street financier and later U.S. Ambassador to France, Felix Roatan, as well as Jacques Torkchiner, then president of the Zionist Organization of America, among others. Well, Andrew's source told him that during that meeting, Jacques Torkchiner, president of the Zionist organization, said in words to these effect, quote-unquote, "It's time that we put a stop to Willis Carto and Liberty Lobby. We've been too patient in dealing with this man. He needs to be killed." This is what Torkchiner said. These are pretty much how he said it. But what Torkchiner said specifically, that Carto and his associates at Liberty Lobby, including yours truly, I guess, since I worked for Liberty Lobby in 1990, was pretty well established there, had already been personally targeted by the Anti-Defamation League, which had already made a visit to my hometown to interview one of my teachers about me 5 years before that. Well, Torkchiner said that Carto and his associates were, quote-unquote, not bourgeois. I guess by that he meant we weren't simple folk without influence. In other words, they were scared that at the time the Spotlight, which had a big readership, was reaching too many people, and that we should be, quote, hunted and shot like quail. That's right, folks. This respected leader of the Zionist Organization of America, Jacques Torkchiner, said that Willis Carto and me, little old Michael Collins Piper, and all those nice people that work for the Spotlight should be hunted and shot like quail. And we're supposed to respect these swine, these parasites, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not supposed to be concerned when one of the most powerful Jews in the world says that my friends and associates and I should be hunted and shot like quail. Well, there is a good part to the story, folks, because Torkchiner's candor caused a stir with at least some of those Jewish power barons, and they said, "Well, we can't kind of use the kind of tactics on our enemies that the Nazis used on us," or words to that effect. Well, okay, I'm here to tell you, folks, it was Felix Roatan who told Andrew St. George about this meeting. Andrew had been an international correspondent for Time Life magazine. Very, very well-known guy, folks, in his heyday. And he knew a lot of people over the years, from Fidel Castro to gangster Frank Costello, many, many others, and Roatan was among them. Well, Andrew St. George took this story to Willis Carto and to our attorney, Mark Lane, L-A-N-E, the very famous anti-Zionist Jewish critic of the CIA. Now, of course, Christopher Blinn says Mark Lane is a Zionist and a CIA agent, which is a goddamn lie, pardon my language, but it's kind of lies this notorious character Christopher Blinn puts out. But Mark Lane was the anti-Zionist Jewish lawyer for the Spotlight. And Mark wrote a letter to Torkchiner. I have a copy of that letter around here somewhere, but it said essentially, "We know what you said and we take your threat seriously. You have been warned." But folks, that's the kind of thing that you come up against when you actually do seriously challenge the power elite. And that's what even even the Spotlight came up with, and as influential as the Spotlight was, as many people as it did reach, even in 1990, and certainly had a bigger circulation even before that. Imagine what can happen to you if you are a person in a high-level place where you are directly affecting public policy, where you have your hands on the levers of power. That is, if they're going to hunt and shoot me like quail and Willis Cardo, what are they going to do to someone who is president of a country or who is close to being president of a country? Can you imagine how that scares these murderous gangsters? If you're telling the truth, folks, you're setting yourself up for a big fall. And you're not allowed to tell the truth, folks. You're not allowed to tell the truth about what did or didn't happen during the Holocaust. They call you a Holocaust denier. You know, they even call people Holocaust deniers if they say that Germany was not guilty for causing World War I. Repeat, World War I. We're not talking about World War II. It has nothing to do with the famous gas chambers and gas ovens at Auschwitz operated by Hitler. Yeah, that's how they always say, Hitler and Auschwitz. Saw another story about a victim of Dr. Mengele, somebody who actually survived Auschwitz and evidently did or did not get operated on by Dr. Mengele. You know, there were, I don't know how many, hundreds of thousands of people who lived and worked in the Auschwitz camp and surrounding industrial enterprise, which is precisely what Auschwitz was. And, you know, all of those people seem to have been at least in the infirmary with Dr. Mengele at one time or another. And, you know, folks, the issue of the Holocaust has never been one of my primary issues. It's an important issue because it does relate to so much of the propaganda that permeates even the Patriot movement today. Holocaustism and Nazism, you know, we're always hearing about that, never ending. And anybody who is considered bad by the Jews and the organized Jewish community is always somehow ultimately linked to Hitler and the Holocaust. And then, of course, we have so many miserable patriots out there who are constantly dredging up talk about Hitler and the Holocaust and inserting it into discussion about things that have absolutely no relation to Hitler and the Holocaust. That's why in this book, and again, I'm not advertising the book, folks. That's how I got onto this course in the first place, where I looked at this one chapter title in here, and this is what set me off. Chapter title, I mentioned it before, is Take a Deep Breath and Repeat After Me. World War II was a war that need not and should not have been fought. Well, that having been said, folks, you know, I was talking about the fact that there are powerful people in our world today who have challenged the Zionist elite. And there is a new gentleman who is assuming the presidency of Venezuela. And we're going to talk about the guy who just left the president of Venezuela in a minute. But the new gentleman is Nicolas Maduro. And I like that last name, Maduro, because that is the, I guess it means black or dark, but it's, I smoke cigars, not like I used to, but a certain brand of cigar, certain class of cigars are called Maduro. It's a darker cigar. Well, the new president of Venezuela is Nicolas Maduro. And the Washington Post today says, Chavez chosen successor Maduro, sounding more Chavez-like. And of course, we're referring to the late, great Hugo Chavez, who just died. Or was he murdered? Well, they say that Nicolas Maduro, once seen as reserved, has come out in recent speeches with the same bellicose rhetoric as Chavez. Now, there's a lot of people who are going to tell you that Nicolas Maduro, as they said about Chavez before him, that he's a communist or a socialist or that he's anti-American. Well, yes, folks, he is anti-American in the sense that he recognizes that the United States has become a driving force in the push for a new world order. And here's some of the quotes. One of the quotes they have in the Washington Post to show how bad this Mr. Maduro is. Now listen to this. This is considered bad by the Washington Post, which is owned by the networks surrounding the Rothschild family with the Meyer Graham family of the Washington, D.C. area fronting as the owners. This is what Nicolas Maduro said. Sooner rather than later, the imperialist elites who govern the United States will have to learn to live with absolute respect with the insurrectional peoples of America. He said, we've decided to be free, and nothing and no one will take that independence that was reconquered with our commander, Hugo Chavez, at the helm. Paying tribute to Hugo Chavez, and using words and rhetoric that I think sounds like a lot of patriots in this country, a lot of nationalists of all stripes, whether they call themselves nationalists or white nationalists or, you know, or they should be using terms like this. They shouldn't be afraid to attack imperialist elites, because that's what the New World Order is all about. And if you value your own nation's sovereignty, you should be against imperialism and internationalism. Internationalism and imperialism have nothing to do with traditional Americanism, folks, and don't let them tell you that it does. You find these garbage patriots who will echo the neoconservative rhetoric, even at the same time they tell you they're not a neoconservative, but they go along with the program. Well, no, I go along with Nicolas Maduro, and I'm going to say to you, sooner rather than later, the imperialist elites who govern the United States will have to learn to live with absolute respect with the insurrectional people of America. He means all the America. The United States, Canada, and South America and Central America, because that is all America, folks. And I'm mature enough of an American nationalist not to be ashamed or embarrassed to say that. I've heard some people say, well, only the United States is the real America. Well, that's a nice jingoistic thing to say, and some people might even think that's nationalistic, but guess what? The whole Western Hemisphere is North and South America. And the imperialist elites who govern the United States, as Nicolas Maduro correctly called them, they do have some surprises coming, because, you know what? In the end, we're going to throw them out, folks. They're the people who have gotten us into the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. They're the people who are responsible for 9/11. They are the people who are responsible. Even if you buy the argument that 9/11 was carried out by a bunch of angry Muslims, even if you buy that argument, which I don't, then they are still responsible for the policies that created that ire, that anger, in the first place. We are going to rise up one day, folks. I hope I'm around to see it. We are going to rise up, and we are going to tear down this edifice of power that relies largely on bullying. These criminals who do reign supreme on American soil, or they're working to reign supreme on American soil, much of their power arises strictly from bluff. They scare people. Most people aren't crazy enough or brave enough to say the things publicly that I say. And I'm not the only one saying it, of course. A lot of people out there on the Internet saying it. Not often in their own names, but they're out there saying it, but people are saying it. Point is, ultimately, what's going to happen, folks, there's going to be no tiptoeing around. One day, you're going to see 5 or 10 members of the House of Representatives and 5 or 10 members of the United States Senate all stand up one day and say, all right, this is it. Too much Jewish power in America. They've been influencing our policies. They've been getting us into wars, and we're tired of it. They are going to stand up and say these things, and that is when the dam will really begin to break, and you will see a flood tide, the wave of the future. And that's a good thing, folks. That's a good thing. Well, we are going to the break here very shortly. I can hardly believe we're already closing in on the end of the hour. So much more to be said, and we will say it.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Get pen and paper handy. I want to tell you about another important new book that is out. I'll tell you about that in a moment. And while you're getting your pen and paper handy, I must tell you that I have learned that some of the people who believe that Sandy Hook was a great big hoax all around, you know, the story that everybody was involved with it, including UNICEF and the governor, who was briefed in advance. They were going to stage this phony event in which no children were killed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I understand now the rumor is out there that there was a... This is rich. This is rich. There was a... maybe I should say tasty. There was a catering truck parked outside the school where, of course, no children were shot, and which, according to other rumors, say there was no actual school being conducted there, that there wasn't even a school there. Another one of the stories out there, believe it or not, folks. But anyway, there was a catering truck out there that was providing, I guess, donuts and hot chocolate or maybe lox and bagels, if you believe the Mossad was behind the Sandy Hook hoax. But then some people say the Mossad actually shot people at Sandy Hook. But then I'm confused. I'm not really sure what people are saying. But the catering truck was out there to provide sustenance for the conspirators while they were busy there doing whatever it is they did or didn't do at the school. And I have a bridge I want to sell you in Brooklyn. Anyway, important book, folks. New book out, published by Henry Holt and Company. This is a quote-unquote mainstream book, but it's a good one. By Flint Leverett. Flint is spelled F-L-Y-N-T. Well, the book is called Going to Tehran, Why the United States Must Come to Terms with the Islamic Republic of Iran. Now, it's been attacked in the New York Times, which, of course, should tell you what a good book it is. But it's entitled Going to Tehran, Why the United States Must Come to Terms with the Islamic Republic of Iran. It's written by Flint Leverett, F-L-Y-N-T. His last name is spelled Leverett, L-E-V-E-R-E-T-T. And his wife is the co-author. Her name is Hillary Leverett. 478 pages. I haven't read the whole book, folks. I haven't even had time to really leaf through it to any great degree. But what to the... It's an honest book. It's an honest book, ladies and gentlemen. It's about... It refutes so many of the lies in the Jewish-controlled, and it is Jewish-controlled mainstream media, folks. So many of the lies that are out there about Iran and its people and its leaders, and showing that, you know, Iran is no danger to America or to the world. Now, of course, the Jewish folks say Iran is a danger to America and the world, and then anybody who's even vaguely friendly to Iran, like Hugo Chavez and now Nicolas Maduro, that they are a danger to the world. But this book, Going to Tehran, is a book that you need to read. You can get it in the mainstream bookstores, because that's where I got it. You can get it online, I'm sure. I would recommend you, if you want an accurate book, like by some college professors who've had some high-level experience with the National Security Council. I think they were even associated with the CIA. At any rate, these are people of authority. Now, don't get too upset because they... Yes, I think they were in the Obama administration, or maybe, don't get too upset, folks. These are good folks. These are intelligent folks who know what they're talking about. Yes, even if they're with the CIA, they're okay, folks. There's good people in the CIA. Good book, folks. Going to Tehran by Flint Leverett and Hillary Leverett. When we come back, we'll talk about great Hugo Chavez, and I mean the great Hugo Chavez, and then we will talk about the United Nations. Asking that to read between the